I got a bean-heavy diet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You and me both, buddy.
Yeah. What's your favorite type of bean? We know that Justin's is pito beans.
Exactly. Pito beans. Mayakoba, I think.
What the fuck is that?
It's a type of bean. Fucker, get on my game.
Do you get dry beans or canned beans?
Like, I get the beans, like the bag of beans.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Yeah, and you soak them overnight and stuff? Mm-hmm. It's too much work.
Nah.
But you could be spending that time, like, learning French.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're not.
Well, no, because I just put them in the water and leave them there for a while. And then
we did
I'll
that
just...
with pistachios once.
Really? I didn't know you could do that. Are they a bean?
They're a legume, I think. Ooh. Yeah, or maybe a tree nut. How do those things work anymore?
I'm just gonna say it's a legume.
A legume.
What about you? I think it comes from a fruit.
What do you think? This is a serious question. What is the biggest part of your diet? Like, if there's a single ingredient or food, and don't say like sugar or something.
Probably cornstarch.
See, what did I just fucking say? Did you fucking hear me? Like,
but that's all I eat.
Like a food item. Like, if you're like, oh, a taco is beans and cheese and lettuce. Like, what do you eat most?
Beans, I think, for me, at least.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure mine is beans. That's why I'm asking this guy. I'm vegan, so there's only like four things I can eat. Mm-hmm. In any combination,
I'm
it's
Mexican,
rice.
So the only thing I can eat is beans.
Yeah, you're like a vegan, but like you don't hate yourself.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Huh? No, you do hate yourself.
I'm gonna say rice.
Just rice.
Just rice.
Do you eat a lot of rice?
I do.
I eat a lot of rice too.
Rice is good though.
Yeah, rice. Dude, we got some kimchi. Man, kimchi's fucking dope.
Fermented cabbage.
Yeah, man.
Cabbage.
And it says on the jar, it says, hey, take your time. This lasts forever. It really does. It says something like that. It's very good. It's from a local Indiana company. I'd give them a shout out if they gave me $45. That's how you do over-the-air extortion.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys keeping up with resolutions? We're 2 weeks into the year.
Did I have a resolution?
Yeah, you said something about... I don't know. Something about protesting outside of Planned Parenthood or something.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah.
And you were going to hold
I broke that already.
You stopped doing it. Said it and you immediately didn't do it ever.
I didn't realize there was other people going to be yelling at me, too.
Well, I mean, I'm with them. We showed up and then, like, they started attacking us. So we were like, we can't protest here.
You guys were the only two pro-abortion sign holders. Which I thought was cool. I think women have the right to choose, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think it was brave of you, but the signs you picked were a little weird. It was just that weird. You remember that, like, Muscle Man Ikaruga type game?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes. Fuck, what's it called? I know what you're talking about. And it had, like, just weird levels where, like, there was a lady, like, walking around.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just shot at them from, like, your mouth and
whatever.
Yeah, that was fun.
You played as a penguin.
That was Batman Returns. What is up, my dudes? It is Thursday, January 11, 2018. We're back again, this time with Season 2, Episode 47 of The Rat King, the number one gaming podcast in the Midwest. I'm Scott Petty. With me, as always, the anime hunk, Jose Merguia, as well as the typo king, Justin Stokes.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. You guys ready to do the podcast?
Yeah, man. We're ready for it.
That's right. The quickest podcast in the game. We are done. This is the end of the podcast. Please rate and review us on Twitter. Follow us on iTunes Podcasts. Make sure to send us a Gmail at 123@email.g. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Back again. You see, that was a classic prank. I'm a YouTube prank guy now. I cut your sister's head off, and you think it's real. God. And you come in, you say, Dad, Gina, I should probably stop talking about killing women.
Yeah.
I go to that as like a scenario all the time. But I think it's just because what society's done to me and treating me. No, I'm serious.
Wait. Just kill more... older white men. There you go.
Okay, so that's my dream. But aside from becoming like a tax lawyer, how do I defeat these fools? Besides fucking them from the inside out.
Just walk up to them and stab them.
Okay. Okay. The Rat King, we do not promote violence on this podcast. But there's another podcast called King Rat. Don't know those guys. They have four more reviews than we do. They do promote violence, and they hate most animals, from what I hear. I'm going to read one of their iTunes reviews right now. These guys talked about putting a cat inside a firecracker and then throwing the firecracker down a flume ride and then having it explode in a dolphin's face. And I think that's five stars. I think it's fucked up. that they would even bring that up. So listen to The Rat King, colon, a video game podcast, mm-hmm. a podcast largely about religion and, unfortunately, killing women. They go hand in hand, though.
And not video games.
Yeah, definitely not video games. We are a video gameless video game podcast. If you are here for that, you will be sorely mistaken. But if you want to hear about the Book of Job, so he's this guy, and he's like, I love God. And God's like, hey, this guy loves me. And the devil's like, uh-uh. And God's like, devil, how'd you get up here? And he's like, the door was unlocked. And he's like, ah, I got to fix that. I just have one of those chains. And he said, yeah, but you installed the chain wrong so I can slide it off from the outside. And an intruder can get in. He goes, who am I scared of? I'm God. We got rid of guns like last year. This is 2016 when he said this. Mm-hmm. 2015, they outlawed heaven guns. It's a whole thing. They were like, they shot like halos, but they were bullets and they were real strong. And you could die in heaven and then you go to like prime heaven, which is even.
So the bullets just left a ring in you?
Pretty much. It was a Kung Fu Hustle or whatever type ring.
Kung Pao.
Kung Pao, yeah. Into the fist type ring in someone's door. So anyway, so the devil is like, no, he doesn't. He just does it because he has this dope ass wife and these cool ass kids and he has all these fucking sheep in his flock. And God's like, even if he did have that, he'd still love me. And the devil's like, I bet not. So he was like, okay. And then he like struck his wife down with some sort of illness and she died. And Job was like, I'm still going to pray to this dude up above because I fucking love the dude. He's given me these great kids and this flock of sheep, you know? And God's like, see? And the devil goes, yeah, but he's still got all this stuff. And so God was like, all right, I'm going to do it. So he like blows down the fucker's house and then he kills like six of his kids inside and he gets on his knees and he prays to God and he goes, hey, I'm still grateful for everything. I still got these cool ass sheep. I can shear them. I can wear their clothes and I can hide along with them like a Wile E. Coyote. I don't know how they got away with making that cartoon later. It was in the Bible. I guess you can't trademark something that is 2018 mm-hmm. years old. Then the devil is like, dude, he still has these fucking sheep. And God is like, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude? I didn't invite you, first of all. You didn't Venmo me that $5 from last week. You ate like six slices. There are 10 slices in a pizza. You eat six slices. You don't even give me half the money. That's fucked up. And he said, I'm going to Venmo you next week. I promise. I'm just shifting some stuff around. I got a lot of stuff in my PayPal account. And I'm trying to switch to Venmo because I don't really agree with PayPal's politics and the guy behind it. I don't like the CEO. But he was like, you got to get rid of those sheep. So God was like, fine, I'll get rid of his sheep. So he like sent like a storm and he impaled all these sheep and they all fucking died. And then Job got down on his knees and he prayed and he was like, God, you're so fucking rad. You're cool. You got that monster hog that is so big that not even the strongest man could lift. And God goes, see the devil? And the devil goes, you got me, bro. And he just slinks out and God looks down. And he goes, ah, fuck. So, you know. That's what you come here
for. Tricked him into that one.
And that's what we call classic prank.
See, if I knew we were going to talk more about this, I would have brought some. Like, there's that one where the dude, these kids are making fun of this old guy because he's bald, and God sends a bear to kill the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also cool. Classic Sodom and Gomorrah. Clip notes of that. The people are like, let's rape these angels.
Spoilers on the title, I was about to say.
They were like, let's rape these angels. And some guy who was like, hey, God's cool and I'm doing Fonzie thumbs and stuff. He was like, here, instead of rape my daughters, the angels. And the angels went back up and he was like, the place is fucked up. And God was like, well, let's just forget about that.
And later, I think his daughters have sex with him. The dad, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's not even talk about God. He has a swastika tattoo.
I saw him.
It started as an X, and then when he went to prison, he turned into a swastika. It's real weird. He got one of those weird tattoos with like a tape cassette and a little vibrating thing and a pen. A weird dude, guitar string. You know,
God Hansen,
about?
Right?
Yes, God Hansen. Some people. Wait, Hansen? I call him Marilyn God Rowe. What's Marilyn Monroe up to? No one ever talks about how stinky that air had to be that went up her dress.
Oh.
It blew up her dress and it just smelled like hobo shit and dirty train.
Hobo shit.
Yeah, and they were like, ooh, look at this sexy broad and her dress
sexy
is not
broad.
White anymore. That's how people talked back then, you see. They also
you
said,
see?
You see.
Yeah, you see. Said, you see a lot, you see.
Well, let's not do Bill Cosby impressions. We'll stay away from that. So we are the Rat King. We are the best video game podcast out there. I play one game all year, and that is Civilization III, mm-hmm. And a text adventure I play with myself called Daddy's Home. Jose, what have you been up to, man? You just got back.
Yeah, from Arizona.
Hell.
Sunny Arizona.
Yeah, sunny hell. Hell, Arizona. That's the capital of Arizona.
Hell, Arizona.
It used to be Phoenix, and then they were like, that's too uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you were born from your ashes, but then you realized, oh, that doesn't happen when you die of a heat stroke.
Yeah, now you're just reborn of your asses.
Yeah. So I pretty much, like, on the way, on the flight there, I played Snipper Clips with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Game was fun.
Yeah, you guys got kicked off that flight.
Yeah, yeah.
You had actual scissors. You were not allowed to do that.
I don't know the rules of TSA, but I got frisked on the way there, through TSA, and, like, they pulled out, like, a little thing of lotion that I had, and I was like, oh, this sucks. And then the dude's like, I'm so sorry, and he started frisking me. I'm like, this is weird.
Do you not fly like a ton? Okay.
Yeah, and like everything was in like the rules and stuff, but I guess there was something. It was the working man's lotion.
I don't know what that is. You said it to me like I would.
It's like this little green tub, and it like moisturizes your hands really well.
Because you are a working man. Of the three of us, you're the most workingest man.
I guess.
In terms of physicality.
I mean, I'm jealous of like office jobs, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you...
No, you're not.
Let's talk about you do two main tasks.
Yeah.
Without giving too much away. You sex chickens.
Yeah.
You see...
Do sexed they have that? Chickens.
What does that mean?
I sexed
them. Okay. Send them a nice text, set you up. And then just straight to a picture of your dick. Like they, no one asked for it,
my
no one
cock,
wanted it.
First of all,
hey, come on now, that's a pun, guys. We call that a sex pun. And then the other thing you do is you're that guy who, when a horse is about to fuck a lady horse, you put that like weird glove in.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. You have to time it just right.
Yeah,
like, it's like. It's the old switcheroo.
People thought you were weird for catching it on your body and
so
then scraping it.
Well, no, you have to like hunch it on your back and go wah, and then like bounce the horse back up and then put the sleeve in.
And then when the girl runs away, the mayor, the mayor of Indiana, you catch the cum and then I assume you sell it to like schools or something. Yeah, gauchos. I remember leaving high school and seeing a lot of gauchos waiting for their kids, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That was weird. They had the longest boots. You know I'm not lying. Yeah, the guys who would hang out next to their truck or their van and they would wait for their kids. And I'd be like, dude, you are one, cool as hell.
Yeah.
Two,
those boots are terrifying.
They are, because it's like, how do you run so fast? You have to run fast if you're that small.
Well, they have the bolas, so you don't really need to run.
Yeah, I started running, and he tied up my legs.
I feel like when they run and their shoes hit, it curls out, and it slaps the ground, and it curls back up.
They're like those
so when they run, it goes...
Hey, that's just so intimidating. You're like, it's quiet in a forest, then you just hear...
What is that?
And you're like, God, they're coming from all over.
Oh, no, he's 5'2".
El Gaucho.
Sorry, anyway.
That's it. Well, I played more Odyssey. I'm on the dark side of the moon.
Nice. And not the darker, just the dark.
No, just the dark. I'm about to fight the last boss, I think, of that, the top of the tower.
Uber Bowser.
It's like a giant...
It's Lift Bowser.
Yeah, Lift Bowser. But yeah,
classic pun.
I've just been playing that pretty much. I was introduced to some mobile games, the Digimon Link game. It's not that bad, and it's making me want to play the actual
Cyber
game,
Sleuth.
The Cyber Sleuth game. It's only $20 right now.
Isn't the second one coming out soon?
Yeah. So I was looking into both of them, and I guess the one that's coming out right now, the newer one, it's supposed to be a side story to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really need to know what happens in the first one. But I think I'm going to choose the first one over the second one because it's $20.
Are these characters that someone like me or Scott's familiar with?
No. Okay. These are completely new characters.
Yeah. Mm. You're talking about the human characters.
Yeah, the human
characters. But they still have like Agumon and stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Candlemon.
I don't think they...
Cakemon.
I don't think they de-evolve in this one.
Digivolve into champions. That thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was all fucked up. I didn't watch Pokemon. I watched Digimon.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they got to a season where they were like, now we digivolve.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they turn into weird like half mech, half angel things. Mm-hmm. And I said, what the fuck is this shit? I was 22. And I was, no, but
that's the last one I watched.
I love the first two seasons. And then the third season, they introduce like younger characters because it's for children.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I don't know about this. But they literally had like, I remember Candlemon.
I think they were all young at the time, but we were just all young at the time.
That's what I'm saying. So they needed to attract younger kids than me.
My whole thing was they keep getting or introducing stronger Digimon. Like I thought War Greymon was like as strong as you can get.
Oh no.
But there's like 20 more Mecha Digivolves after that.
It was like Black Metal Mecha Garurumon.
And then there's Black War Greymon, and then now they start becoming more gods. Like mechs. No, yeah, for sure. Like they're looking more like robots now. And then there's like God Digimon that like, oh, this one can destroy the whole digital world, or this guy talks to the computer that created the digital world.
Well, plus
like,
there's that whole season.
Is there Virusmon?
Ah,
who spreads a virus to the digital world?
I don't know. I haven't kept up with Digimon since.
He's the god.
Well, recently there was a season where all of the Digimon had a Digimon uprising, realizing they didn't need their handlers anymore, and that they were just fucking like each episode was basically just a group of people going on a suicide mission, getting fucking torn apart by some seal with claws. It was great.
I think that was one of the seasons.
Probably.
Ah, shit. Well, yeah,
I think that seal had a drill as a nose.
Yeah, it had a drill.
Hey, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, fucking, what's it called? Like,
it was Beedramon.
Beedramon.
Yeah.
Also, the anime, the new anime season started. Pretty good lineup so far.
Woo! Anime season, my favorite season after fall.
Yeah. Well, it's the winter anime season. So, pretty much the only one I'm... Well, there's a few others that I don't remember the name of, but yeah. Cardcaptor Sakura got a... I don't know if it's a reboot or like a sequel.
There's a Snow Snow Hakushin.
Mm-hmm.
There is Full Metal Alchemist
2.
: Winter is my suit of armor. You know that one?
Yeah, yeah, that one.
And the whole time you're me and you're watching it as a teenager and everyone tells you it's so popular, and then you hear this little baby voice come out of the big robot man and you're like, this is the fucked fuck? Up. I don't like that. I don't understand. I even as a kid, and I'm not saying I do now, even though I joke about it, as a kid I thought anime was real perverse and like weird, and I was a horny fucking kid.
Anime was really weird.
I mean, it's definitely for sure weird, at least to us, not living in a culture where that seems less weird. But I thought it was like, I was like, anime is kind of horny.
No, yeah, for sure.
It all is.
It has changed a lot to the point where you're like, nowadays it's like, oh, now you can weed out those to like the good ones.
And also, and nowadays that's... people want to talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move the lips, just a bunch of gibberish because motherfuckers act like they forgot about anime.
Yes.
Okay, good to
it's
hear.
My aunt's name. May.
Oh, I thought you were going to make me redo the whole thing. And I wanted to.
Okay, you want to?
No.
Okay.
So what's coming on this winter anime season?
We just watched a few episodes of some, I forgot what they're called, but Cardcaptor Sakura is the only one I'm pretty much interested.
Did VRV buy Crunchyroll? Because if you have a VRV account, you can watch Crunchyroll stuff on it.
I don't know.
You should look into that.
Yeah, I want to have is VRV VR TV?
No. They might have some stuff, but they bought all the CISO stuff. We talked about it recently off the podcast. But I think it's a little more expensive than Crunchyroll, but it includes Crunchyroll. I think they're going to end up buying it, probably.
That'd be cool.
I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, to be honest.
I honestly,
I honestly thought it was just like a VR streaming service.
I don't know. They somehow swiped up all the CISO stuff.
That'd be so weird. A VR streaming service?
Yeah, it's called porn. I mean, I think we're going to get to 2022 and then officially be like, no, VR is like a porn thing.
Yeah.
And if you go and buy one at a store, you're basically admitting I'm going to look at porn. I don't think you're weird. I think it's perfectly healthy to look at porn as long as it's not like abusive or anything. So like, God, yeah, who doesn't want to jack off better?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, I tried out a Fleshlight. It wasn't for me.
You tried?
I mean, I gave it a shot.
If it's VR, then which way do I have to look? Because I would get disoriented.
And you'd be like, which way do I have to look? Because I refuse to make eye contact with a woman.
Like, I don't know which way is down because I can only stand up.
You're looking down being like, where's the sheet with a hole in it?
Where's this camera at?
I want to get to the point where we're all like, oh, this guy watches porn and... was it 180 degrees?
I would go to those special vans and watch it in 4D where they would like blow air in your face.
Oh, yeah.
And then by the time it's over, they blow honey on your
face.
And lips. It's a van that just drives around and randomly picks people up so they can watch porn.
Yeah. That's actually a very cool service, I think.
Like the gamer vans?
Yeah, like those Chinese murder vans where they pay people to drive somewhere and drag them in and then kill them, but you have plastic up everywhere. And you just throw them away. Because when you have, like, let's say there were 300 of us in this house, if I killed one of us, nobody would know.
No,
I could just push that fucker out the window and everyone would be like, is there still 300 people? And I'd be like, yeah.
Temperature kind of went down.
I feel like there's one less person's body heat. Is anyone else dying in here?
Feel a breeze.
So, one of us is cold now.
When's the last time we had a drink?
And other than that, it's pretty much it.
Yeah. How overall, how would you rate the desert between 1 and 5? Oh, hell yes.
Between 1 and 5, oh, hell yes. 5.
Wow.
I love Arizona.
You like the desert?
I like the desert.
Is it?
It cost me.
No, we don't have to go into that.
What did you say? It cost me.
It cost me, oh, yeah.
I heard it cost me.
I feel like, it doesn't matter.
You got any scorpions out there, man?
No. Well, man. There are scorpions out there, but.
You see any spiders out there?
No. I didn't see any.
Imagine spiders. Arizona's like the, anyways, yeah, we're moving on.
Yeah, no, like, this is how little anyone cares about Arizona. No.
There's spiders there.
I just imagine all the insects are big.
Yeah. I feel like anywhere you go, you're like, and this is with me, anywhere you go, you're like, this is better than where I am, because where I am sucks ass. Yeah, that's
not
that's,
Arizona, though.
I'd probably feel that. I'd be like, well, I've been in Arizona. I've stayed at a La Quinta Inn in Arizona.
I don't do that.
And it sucked. I also threw up on Route 66.
Cool.
That's my song I'm writing.
I stopped by at the airport and said, everything's red. I hate it here.
Yeah. I remember walking outside and just going, fuck this. It was summertime, and I looked up and it said 111 degrees, and I was like, eat my ass. My sweaty
I believe
ass.
The sun is red there, too.
Yeah, if you lay down on your belly, your ass just pools full of water. But no, I was like, whenever I'm in any state that's like, if I went to Oklahoma, like, I can make fun of shitty states like Oklahoma because Indiana sucks ass and we have a heroin epidemic and everyone is getting HIV and AIDS because no one cares. You go to Oklahoma and you go, I would find the nice part and then live there. And then, but you're, like, everyone in Oklahoma is like, I want to be out of here. I hate football. Don't make me watch college sports. And I feel like that's the thing.
Forget the tornadoes.
Yeah, which we also have here.
Not as many as Oklahoma, though.
I guess. Yeah, because in Kansas, that's where Wizard of Oz was. Anyway, the only place I've ever felt like welcomed in was Chicago. Because it's better than here, but it's not as bad as Chicago. I mean, not as bad as... Yeah, I stick to what I said. No, it's better than Indiana, but it's not as bad as New York City. New York City is way too much. Mm-hmm. New York City is if you're 25, you are fine with being poor, and you are like single. It's great. You live in an apartment that's 14 square feet and you have to sit in your tub to watch television and you're like, yeah, this is cool because I got a bar that's open until 7 a.m so things are good. Meanwhile here I'm like, there's only one vegan restaurant in the whole city. One fully vegan restaurant in the whole city. That's that sucks ass for
really
me. Yeah, it's Three Carrots.
Oh, well, there's another three carrots now.
Yeah, they opened one in Fountain Square. Go to Three Carrots, mention the Rat King, and they will ask you to leave.
And we'll say, we don't listen to that here.
Yeah, we don't, we're not religious.
We don't condone that type of behavior.
What about with you, Justin? What have you been up to?
I've just been playing Grand Theft Auto.
You've been writing checks to accounts payable.
Yes, that also. That also.
And yeah, so every time I get on PlayStation,
it says I buy a whole bunch of weapons.
It says, Justin got 2 more trophies in Grand Theft Auto 5. And I said, who's doing this still? Who has a gun to this guy's head?
You should have said, it's nephew. It's his nephew, isn't it? It's nephew. It's his nephew.
It's nephew?
It's nephew.
Sometimes I text you and I go, it's nephew? You go, it's nephew.
It's nephew. No, we're checking out the new heist, and there's...
who's we?
Me and my cousin.
Call him out.
So...
Turbo?
Mike.
Turbo.
Mike Turbo. And then Chris...
Falco.
Chris Falco. I was going to say smelly hands, but that's okay.
Why does his hand smell?
Don't ask, man. You don't want to know.
All right, fair enough. So you guys are getting some sweaty heists together.
Yes. And so we've done the first 2 heists. So there's 3 heists with the new update, and we're currently stuck on the 3rd one because there's a lot of dudes that go invisible and they shoot you with miniguns.
They go invisible.
Yes.
How does androids. That work? Oh, what the fuck?
Yes. Yeah, so what? So let me, hold on. Hold on. Let me.
Androids?
Kind of. So if you're a new player and you just start the game and you're like, hey, let me check out online, you're going to immediately get blown up by flying cars and motorcycles.
Yeah, I haven't played since I think we played on Xbox 360 when that tank kept chasing us and killing us.
Exactly. So I was talking to him and I was like, I think the final place for them to go is in space.
Hmm.
because I don't think they can do anything else on Earth anymore now that they have flying cars and motorcycles that shoot rockets.
I think of Jose's anime and I think about GTA 5 Online. Hold on, I got a call real quick. Hold on. Sorry, guys, I had a phone call. Does anybody remember what we were talking about? GTA 5 Online.
In space, you were...
Oh, so I was going to say...
anime.
I would rather watch anime than play GTA Online. Neither of them appeal to me, but definitely anime is like, at least I don't have to actively do anything besides not vomit.
I gotcha.
So,
go ahead.
Mandroids.
Yes. So there's flying cars, there's flying motorcycles, and there's androids that you fight that go invisible, and they have miniguns. So that's the latest thing for Grand Theft Auto now.
It's just like future shit?
Kind of. I mean, the flying car is the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Is it actually the DeLorean? Like, is it marked as the DeLorean, or
no,
is it called the Bedurian or something?
It's called the Deluxo, but it doesn't have like all the wires and tubes and stuff in the back. So it's like a actual like car DeLorean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then so they also have like a submarine car. They have they brought the jetpack back from San Andreas.
Cool.
That's fun.
Any new weapons? Like any cool, weird weapons? Like Saints Row weapons?
Nope.
Damn.
Man, a harpoon gun would be fun.
it really would be, but I don't see it happening in Crackdown 3.
Didn't they add a Battle Royale mode?
It's always Battle Royale.
Well, I know, but they added like an official one, I think, or they're about to.
I think that's Dying Light.
Motherfucker, I'm talking about GTA 5.
I know, it's always
probably thinking about
Battle Royale. No, it's not.
If you log in.
But I'm pretty sure they added a specific... I'm going to look it up now because Justin's being a piece of shit, so...
I mean, whenever you log Fortnite. In, you're going to get gunned down anyway, so, I mean, it's always a battle royale.
I'm going to smack your mouth off if you keep saying that exact sentence over and over.
No, I don't think they added it.
GTA Online gets a PUBG-style battle royale mode in the Smuggler's Run update.
That was like 3 updates ago.
That was August 29th, this article was written. And yeah, so there's a full on like battle royale mode.
So like when you log in, you just
and I know what you're thinking. Yeah, as soon as you fucking log in, you're just getting blasted, right?
Exactly.
That's what's going on.
You
get should would you recommend people play it now that it's been out for 7 years?
Probably not. Everything's crazy expensive.
Yeah,
everything costs $1 million, and it takes you like 4 months to get $1 million.
It's fake money. So imagine the inflation on that shit. You know,
I just say it's overinflated, and I was gonna say it's just hyperinflated because, like, way back when we were playing it online, there were people who used to hack the game and just
sounds
give
like
out
a,
lots of money.
Sounds like my hog,
overinflated,
hyperinflated, right, guys, because I use that bicycle
so
pump.
Heavy, mm-hmm. No one can lift it.
Yeah, that's God. It's like the whole thing of like, could he bite into a pizza so hot that it would burn the roof of his mouth, you know?
I think he can fold a piece of paper 100 times.
I think he could do it 8 times.
100 times.
That's impossible. Let's not get carried away here.
Yeah.
I can do it 8 times.
What do you think? I think God can do a one-handed cartwheel. I think that's the max that he
can
do.
I think he can probably ride a unicycle, too.
With 2 wheels, though.
Oh, shit.
No handlebars.
No handlebars.
It's just literally like
it's
a weird...
bicycle.
I think he can ride it without the pedals.
Holy shit.
And actually let go.
What the
let
fuck
go.
Did you just do?
He can propel himself without pedals and without gravity.
There's a black hole in this room now.
Wait, is it a scooter, a bicycle without pedals?
He got sucked away.
Scott!
You're a long piece of spaghetti now.
I'm back. Did you guys hear about the one? So Job, he's this guy. that's going to be fun to edit later. Okay, so out of the last podcast, I edited your major Walking Dead spoiler. And also something...
Did that happen?
Yeah. I bleeped it out.
Okay.
He just went, beep.
And then I also edited out a part where I said that I was going to ride an atomic bomb.
Oh.
I was re-listening to it, and I didn't even mark that in my times. I was just listening to it, and I got kind of engrossed in our conversation. And then that part came, and I've never cringed harder at myself. And I was just like, oh, boy, that won't play well.
Better get rid of that.
Yeah. There's still enough other stuff in there that's offensive, though. But, yeah, I don't get into GTA Online, and I would say
it's been out, like, five years?
It's been out forever. It's been on, you know, four systems at least, four consoles.
I'd give it two passes.
Out of one pass.
Out of one pass, I give it two.
That's a good-ass game.
Fuck yeah.
Do you guys believe in 10, like perfect score games? Do you, like, because I know there's no such thing as a perfect game, because there's always going to be shit. If you find one bug, it's officially an imperfect game. But do you believe in, like...
Oh, if I find one, it's unplayable.
Yeah. Like, when you like... do that thing where you stand next to a wall and you clip into your own body and you see your eyeballs from the inside of your head.
Or you
and you're
see
like,
your teeth and you're like, this
fuck?
Is gross.
Yeah. Why is this guy's teeth so nice?
What games are 10 out of 10s?
Like, I think Breath of the Wild got a couple 10 out of 10s. Odyssey got a couple 10 out of 10s. GTA 5 certainly did when
that
came out.
I know for a fact, what's its name? Ocarina of Time got a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I think
and,
as well.
I feel like now it's a little different because standards have changed. Mm-hmm. Back as soon as games were 3D, we were like, well, these are fucking perfect.
Yeah.
I think back to when me and my dad were playing like Madden 98. And we had one of those big screen tube TVs.
You're like, oh, these pixels look so real.
No, we were like, this, and we really believed it at the time. We were like, this looks like real people because it's on a big screen like that. And you're like, you feel like you could stand next to it and take a picture with like Peyton Manning and be like, oh,
nothing can top this in 20 years. Nothing will
and
ever
that's,
top this.
We were really like, this looks fucking nuts. And then meanwhile, they had like horse lips and stuff and they just didn't look at it. Their elbows had three joints on them and everything. But
and
I feel
they, and their hands were one
just
pixel.
An oven mitt.
Yeah.
Just an oven mitt.
They threw their football.
They had different like action figure hands. One was like that. Yeah. One was like
he's
closed.
Doing the hook hand.
Yeah.
He only did one. He said one was like this and then didn't do
was
any
like
other
this,
ones.
Not did that.
Hook, fist, and then
I think back then,
jazz hands.
I think back then they didn't throw it. I think they shot the football out their hand. Like,
what if like Jose was saying, instead of the oven mitt, they were like full on five prong jazz hands all the time. Just as they're talking to people, they're just like pointing all over at people like, you don't understand, Ma. I gotta do it.
Was it Vice City that had
the ladies dancing? Yeah.
That I'd say that trailer will always be in my head forever.
Yeah, that's one of the best trailer, one of the best songs, man. That man.
Flock of Seagulls.
We don't have to get into it, but that soundtrack.
I hope
was
on my deathbed,
great.
I hope to remember say, go play me some Vice City trailers. That's how I want to go out.
I'll set a reminder for 2 weeks in the future, and we'll make sure we do that for you. I just feel like now that standards are so high. 10, I don't know if I've seen a 10 star review or, you know, perfect score that I've agreed with in a while. I think Breath of the Wild's pretty close, but I don't know that I could ever get something
had
a perfect
score. Good boss
score.
Fights. I'd say.
You really hung up on those.
Yeah, oh, man.
Those are important to you, really. Yeah. And I get it, but they're just not to me.
They're just like adds to the cinematic part of the game.
Yeah.
Like you walk up and you see like a giant dragon, you're like, oh shit.
If I could make a larger thing than what you're saying is there's almost, actually I would say there is zero tension in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think the boss fights are a portion of that puzzle where there's no tension with these individual bosses. And I never felt like I was fighting Ganon.
Right.
Like, I just felt like, oh, there's a weird mini boss. I'll shoot him in the eye, his third eye, and then he'll fall, and then I'll whack him a bunch. And that was sort of just it. But there's no tension.
Right.
I've played for like 80 hours now, and not once have I been like, I'm finally going to fight Ganon. One day I accidentally, as I was sneaking through the castle, went into the room with him in it, and it started playing the cutscene. I was like, nope, got to get out. And I reloaded because I was like, it's not time yet.
Did you die? Ganon, does he die?
Because
you kill
him
at the end of every game,
yeah.
And he comes back.
I don't think you actually kill him. I think you just like seal him, and then he comes back again. Or
yeah,
some
you
shit.
Put him in one of those Superman 4 parallelograms and shoot him into space. Was that Superman 2?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I've never watched a Superman movie.
But speaking of, I played a lot more Zelda. So, okay, a couple things. I've watched in the past week. You remember last week when I said, hey, I watched Batman Begins and Dark Knight Rises. They're not very good. Don't worry, I rewatched them.
Are they better?
So, yes,
significantly worse.
So Batman Begins and The Dark Knight are very good movies. There's some boring shit. There's some bad exposition stuff and everything. And they're older, so they don't quite have the same formula. But Justin was kind of saying he's tired of that formula anyway. So I think if we went back, he'd be like, oh, this is pretty good, especially considering the DCEU movies now, which are all kind of shite. But they're good. And Heath Ledger is legitimately very good. His whole thing about like lying about how he got the scars, his constant licking of the scars on the inside of his mouth. Because think about when you have a fucking canker sore, you poke at that thing 300 times in a day.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Did we get an email? A very angry email?
Yes, it was from my dad.
And it was about Batman.
We
That's why you went back and watched him.
No, so it's funny you mentioned that. We got an email, it was probably after the last
about
one,
Batman?
About just saying that we don't have taste in movies. Because you don't see any.
I know I don't have good taste in movies.
But no, I think it was probably brought on by the Batman stuff. Mm-hmm. But I rewatched those, and Dark Knight Rises, still full garbage. Mm-hmm. Awful movie. Makes no sense. And I don't understand why when they released the Blackgate prisoners, why like a couple dozen of them weren't like, hey, let's go sneak away and live like a normal life and find a wife and have some kids and stuff. Instead, they were all like, yeah, we have AK-47s and stuff. But yeah, that one's still fucking awful. But the first two are very good. I also watched Batman, Michael Keaton Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Michael Keaton's a fucking awesome Batman. Yeah. He's Michael Keaton is my favorite Batman, close to my least favorite Bruce Wayne.
I like how there's a divide between both of them.
Yeah.
Like how I like George Clooney as Bruce Wayne, but I don't like his Batman.
Oh, no. I don't like him as either.
No.
I really so
I don't like his suit.
Yeah. So here's the yeah, nipple it has one. Nipples.
That's why I would like the Batman suit.
So I believe Batman Begins was the first Batman movie where the cowl, or whatever it's called, is independent of the torso.
Mm-hmm.
So in all of the Batman movies, he has to move his shoulders with his head because it's not independent. So you notice that a lot when you watch it. You also notice the eye makeup, the black eye makeup behind it. Michael Keaton has a weird mullet, like curly mullet thing. And it's even funny to kind of see him with hair, honestly. But he is not a great Bruce Wayne, but his Batman's pretty good. So I watched that. I watched Batman Returns.
Mm-hmm.
Still pretty good. You got Danny DeVito in that fucker. He's got those weird hands, and he's like,
I just want to see my parents.
Yeah, he's gross. Watched
Danny DeVito gross? I don't know.
I watched Batman. Shout out to Danny DeVito though for recently coming out and talking about how America is built on the back of slaves and you know. Anyway, and natives and stuff. But anyway, then I watched Batman Forever, which is Tommy Lee Jones and Jim Carrey, correct?
And George Clooney.
And George Clooney as Two-Face. Tommy Lee Jones is Two-Face, and then Jim Carrey's the Riddler. That was fucking awful. A travesty of a movie. Then I watched,
think Uma Thurman was Poison Ivy?
That was Batman and Robin.
That was
right?
Batman and Robin, which I watched next. So I watched almost every Batman movie there is, and come to conclusion, Keaton's a really great Batman. Clooney should have never done it. They had that weird thing where he had the Batman like Amex card that he brought out to buy a woman at an auction. So that was a little strange. Schwarzenegger is terrible in it.
What about Val Kilmer?
Okay, so yes, I watched the Val Kilmer one. Okay, Val Kilmer. One, I forgot he was incredibly good looking. So you see Val Kilmer now, and he's doing what I'm going to do, which is just turn into a pile of mashed potatoes.
As you do.
That's what happens to white people specifically. You just turn into a pile of mashed potatoes, and you go, I got $40 million. I'm doing okay. That's not my impression of Val Kilmer. That's an impression of future me when I have $40 million before I lose it all. In a lawsuit I file against the sky. The lightning never comes by my house anymore.
It doesn't power my house like I want it to.
Why is the lightning and the thunder not at the same time?
Well,
the
sky's so blue. Why?
But his Batman is fucking bad. It's a bad Batman.
Batman.
It's Batman. So I watched all of those. Man, I watched only movies.
Hold on, can I interrupt you?
You sure can, buddy.
Which movie has the Batmobile where it literally like shrinks so it can go through an alley?
I think that's Clooney's. I think that's Batman Forever, but I could be wrong.
See, out of all the Batman films I watched, that one sticks out to me because of that scene.
Boy, none of them are particularly great. Mm-hmm. Cause like Keaton's Batman came out 88, I think. And I was negative 3 years old at the time. And so I couldn't appreciate it then, but I appreciate it. And like it's so crazy to see Gotham City now, which is, you know, or at least I would say Gotham City in the Batman Begins franchise, where it was New York with fucking Death Island in the middle, mm-hmm. basically. And then in the old ones, it's just a fucking crazy place.
The one with Michael Keaton, that's, geez, I just had the director in my head. Tim Burton, right?
Did he do that one?
I think
Tim
he did
Burton
that one.
Did. Tim Burton did Nightmare Batman Before Forever Christmas, yeah. and Nightmare Before Christmas. I don't remember. I don't remember who did the
Keaton. I think
it was
the one with Michael Keaton, and there was a Catwoman as like Susan Sarandon.
No, it was
Michelle Pfeiffer.
No, it was fuck. What's her name?
She's Halle Berry.
She's not. She is. Okay, she has that name.
You want me to look it up?
Michelle Keaton.
No, I'm bringing it up right now.
Okay. But I think it's Tim Burton that did that film.
So, see, and people are going to be like, you should know. Jack Nicholson's Joker is fucking weird. That mouth freaks me out. I don't like it at all. You're talking about Kim Basinger? No, sure. You're not. I don't think you are, but it's not. The director was Tim Burton. Yes, you were correct on that.
Okay.
But you're thinking of, she's an Australian actor, I think. Fuck, I'm never going to know. Anyway, it doesn't
Kate
fucking
Hudson.
Matter. Shut the fuck up. but anyway, I watched all
oh, hold
of those.
Hold on, let me go.
Okay.
I was going to say, Sion has a really good song for one of them.
Oh, Kiss from a Rose during the credits? It's fucking awful. And
no,
it's
not.
So,
it's the best song.
So it's so crazy. One of them, because they're all a blur now, but one of them ends very sad. And it goes like to credits, and then it goes like, and it just starts playing like this crazy upbeat music. And then I think it goes into Seal's Kiss from a Rose, and it's just like, God.
Oh, that's the most recent one, Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, that's what it was. anyway, I watched all those. I watched fucking Drive again, mm-hmm. with Ryan Gosling. And I remember I told my girlfriend, I said, I was talking about how he's short, you know, because mm-hmm. he's like 5'5". No, he's 6 feet tall. So I was always like, okay, this fucker is incredibly handsome. He's got eyes that could melt the devil's hole. But I was like, at least he's short, you know. Mm-hmm. Then I find out he's only two, like an inch and a half shorter than me. And I was like, this fucker, he's way better looking. His head is normal sized and he is only 2 inches shorter than me. And it's bullshit. Drive's incredible. Very good movie. Soundtrack is incredible. Very good movie. I'm going to keep saying that. Then I watch Place Beyond the Pines. Because what I do, if you can't tell from the Batman stuff, mm-hmm. I go, I'm going to do all these. So I said, I'm going to watch
it. So I can appreciate better films.
And then I said, I'm going to appreciate Gosling. So then I watch Place Beyond the Pines with fucking Ryan Gosling, Bradley Cooper, and Emery Cohen, I think is the kid's name. Great movie. You guys should watch it. It's basically about this carny played by Ryan Gosling. He's mm-hmm. got bad tattoos. And God, he makes me go like, I should just get a bunch of fucking bad tattoos just on my neck and stuff. But I'm not hot and women aren't wet and horny for me.
Right.
At least that I know. No one, if you are, email me. I do have a significant other. But I'd like to know if you're just dripping wet. It was a good movie, though. And you guys should both watch it. Okay. And I realized that in my life, movies are the only thing that matter. And I
movies are stopping me from ending it all.
And don't worry, I also watched Inception again.
Okay.
Which
I feel about that.
It's fun to another Christopher Nolan film along with the Batman's. It is fun to notice like the interesting stuff, like how the music plays in the first level, and then each level you get in, it gets a little slower and a little slower. So by the like fourth level in, it's just like, you know, and it's fun to notice like interesting stuff like that, or how time moves differently. So when they're falling off the bridge, it actually takes like 20 minutes to happen. Mm-hmm. And it's cool to kind of take everything in pieces, but as a movie, it's not that good. And
then you realize the music was the exact same for all his films.
No, he has a history of having really good scores.
Yeah, he does
shit.
Have a really great soundtrack.
Yeah,
history.
I think again, the only one that kind of sucked was Dark Knight Rises.
See, I listened to Time, which is the one you just talked about, Inception, and I listened to the score for Interstellar a lot at work.
Well, another Nolan movie, yeah, yep. yeah. So I basically just decided I'm only going to watch movies from now on. No TV for me until BoJack season 5. Mm-hmm. And I also decided, man, I'm going to take 20 minutes a day and write like a shitty movie and then sell it for 40 grand and then live off that. And then people will go like, oh, how'd he kill himself? And be like, he dropped his Oscar on his head. And then aside from that, I played...
That'd be ironic.
Huh?
So that'd be ironic.
Why?
Because you wanted
the Oscar
that.
Is a symbol for life.
No, I was going to say because you worked so hard for it and then it killed you.
I wouldn't work very hard for it.
Okay, you got it.
I'm a white guy. I can do anything. And they'll just say like, oh, this is fucking incredible. They're just like beating their little red dicks off.
What?
So, big fat white guys have little red dicks.
Okay, yeah.
I assume the pictures I've seen that I Google and find, and I look at Google like sissy blowjob, you know, and then I pretend I don't know what that means.
What is this?
Oh, this is interesting. Oh, another one. And then I just pounding my sweaty donger.
Do they have this in wallpaper?
What? What did you say?
Do they have this in wallpaper size?
Gotcha. So I can put it on my walls.
Yeah.
I played a bunch of Zelda. I officially have every armor piece, aside from the one you get for all the shrines, which is the green tunic, like your normal Zelda tunic. So I'm missing those three pieces.
Guess who has that?
Who?
Me.
From the amiibo?
I think so.
You cheated. It doesn't count.
I didn't cheat it. I bought it.
Have you ran out of gas yet?
Yes. I just threw a bunch of apples in that bitch.
And that's it. That's all it took. It just takes random materials.
You can just choose any materials, but they gas it up differently. So like if you choose better materials, like ancient gears and stuff, it'll gas it up. I was like, I had like 48 apples. So I was like, here's 10 apples. Threw that shit in there. And I was like, skirt, skirt.
Are there items that you can't drop because they're important?
You can't drop any armor.
But can you use the armor as fuel?
No.
Okay, never mind. Okay. I was going to say, because Skyrim has this annoying thing where you can't drop quest items. And even after you're done, you can't get rid of them.
That's how Fallout is, too. Yeah. That's all the Bethesda
shit. I was
going to
say, if you can get rid of, like, important
items,
you
can't even store it somewhere.
No, you can't.
You have to carry it with you.
And it takes up 2 pounds.
Oh, no. None of this stuff in Fallout really takes up any weight, but it just takes up space on the menu. But I went back. I never thought about it because I didn't have it in the first place. I got that Nintendo Switch shirt, which is just
a red
Nintendo Switch shirt, which was, like, the first DLC. So I have that. So I only have those three pieces of the armor to get. Mm-hmm. I have 2 shrine quests left, one of which you can't do until after you beat Ganon. You have to go back to Kakariko Village. I have 25 side quests left, and I have about 21 shrines left. So I'm just working my way to knocking all that shit out. And then when I do, I'm going to put it down forever. I'm never going to beat it.
Finish it.
Yep. You beat it. You've done everything.
No, well, that's the thing is I'm trying to get to a point where I just beat it. But then I realize that once I do, I just won't be playing games at all because that's all I play. Okay. So
I think that's where I am with the Pokemon Ultra Sun because I feel like if I rush through it, I'm going to get really bored. So I have to take my time.
That's a very smart thought. I'm going to get... really bored.
Well, it's because I went from playing Moon straight into Ultra Sun, and it's pretty much almost the exact same.
So I heard it was a lot better.
Huh?
I heard it was a lot better, and it had way more things to do.
Yeah, but I think if you do, it's kind of like, you know, when they're like, oh, here's Super Street Fighter 4, and then there's Super Street Fighter 4 Ultimate. You're like, do I really want to pay all of that again for it? But if you only get that one, you're like, yeah. Like, if you only got Ultra Sun or Ultra Moon, you'd be stoked about it. But, hey, like your name, Jose. But then, but if you buy it for $40 or $80, we got both. And then you spend another $80 on top of that. You're like, well, I did most of this stuff.
I have, what's the one with the red dude? I have Omega Ruby. I was thinking Groudon? I should play this one and then go back.
Yeah, to Ultra, get a little.
Yeah, to Ultra Moon.
To mix it up.
Or whichever one it is.
Smoon.
I got both of them.
Yeah, I haven't. I don't like 3D, my dudes.
Well, you can play the old ones now.
Listen.
I say just never turn the Switch up. I never turned mine up.
No, I'm saying I don't like. I don't like. Three-dimensional, not 3D effects. I don't like.
Okay,
that's the thing. No one really wants to do sprites anymore because it's a lot easier to do 3D models.
Well, and I also think
personally like the sprites, bitch?
Yeah.
No, I think Jose saying, does
like,
too.
No one wants to make them.
Oh, okay.
Like, same with like fighting games.
I take that back.
I'd rather have like sprite based fighting games.
This guy called you a bitch.
He called me a bitch.
And I don't disagree with him. I respect you as a person, but I also think you're kind of a bitch.
I'm a little bitchy.
No, I think it's also like, well, we have to now. Like, kids nowadays, right? We're old men. Our dicks are shriveled and turning into dust. Our buttholes are crusted full of mud. And
that's not mud, at least for me.
And kids don't understand like two-dimensional sprites and stuff because they're idiots and they're drinking the fluoride in the tap water.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just letting these chemtrails go over their head. Yeah. Okay, I'll see you when I'm in heaven with my soft-ass teeth biting into mashed potatoes, bitch. Find me on the corner eating Rolos, popping out teeth one at a time. You guys remember candies that would pull your teeth out?
Yeah,
remember
they still do.
Remember when your tooth was loose and then your dad would trick you and be like, let me see it. And then you would yank that fucker out of your mouth and then it would grow in crooked and you'd be like, you fucked me up for life.
What?
Your dad never tricked you and just yanked out your loose tooth?
No.
I'd be like, oh, my loose tooth. And he'd be like, you're a pussy. And then he would yank it out of my mouth.
Now I would just play with it until it fell out.
Yeah. To be fair, that was better than a couple years before that when he would hit me so hard that they would become loose. I'm just kidding. I think my dad subscribes to the podcast. He did not hit me in the face, as far as I remember, at least not until I was 22 years old when I came at him and I said, I've stolen the fire in your heart. And he said, what does that mean? And I said, I'm going to beat your ass.
I'm going to beat your ass, boy.
And he fucked me up real bad.
Oh, man.
I could not see for weeks because he did not let me take that mask off.
Because you lost.
Huh?
Because you lost.
Yeah, I lost in multiple ways. I felt like Job, and how it went with him was basically... So this is the podcast now.
Yeah.
How long do you think we've been recording? I'm the only one who gets to see. How long do you think we've been recording?
An hour and 20 minutes.
Close. 2 hours.
Okay.
I was going to say 40 minutes.
It's been 53 minutes.
I was going to say 40 minutes.
Yeah, so there's... it doesn't matter what we do, you know? We got 15% of our Japanese listeners just learning English from me and just like, just now they're going out, hanging out with their other Japanese friends and then just laughing like,
so they just go there like, so about Joe.
You just, yeah, that's like, imagine that's the only English you learn. Like you only listen to one podcast, one English thing, and it's just bad storytelling about stories from the Bible.
I think they're good storytelling. I think it's a lot more fun than...
Yeah, imagine, because like I would like to do Veggie Tales, but with like...
Fruits.
Yes, Fruit Tales. Also, the guy behind Veggie Tales is a piece of shit.
I assumed.
Not surprising. Yeah. I'm not saying it is. The guy behind the Jesus cucumber is a piece of shit. I don't get it either.
What, Jesus cucumber?
I mean, that's what goes on in those movies, right?
I guess. He's thought they like, just talked about God. I didn't think they actually
were. This is how
it
goes. I'll be the tomato, you be the cucumber. Hey, Tony, what are you doing today?
Wait, am I Larry?
Yeah, what are the names?
I think it's Larry the cucumber.
And what's the tomato's name?
Josh.
Okay.
Hey, Larry, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty great.
I'm going to praise the Lord. You want to praise the Lord with me?
Yeah, I'll praise the Lord with you.
It is weird if we touch each other's penises?
Yes,
it's
weird.
Then and then they do it, but the whole time they're... Boat. They're telling you it's wrong the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when I was a child, wink, for anyone interested, go back in time and find me. Don't do that. Is that what happened to me in the first place?
Save me for Veggie
Tales.
No! Did someone go back in time and molest me, or did that happen in real time?
Oh, my God.
We'll never know. Maybe
in real time?
Maybe it was me looping, and I had to go back. God.
Oh, Looper.
So I would...
You want to timestamp that at 55 minutes?
Nope, keeping it in this time. I don't think sexual assault is funny, but if it happened to me, don't tell me what I can joke about. You can suck my ass. So I would go... when I was a kid, I would go to this like daycare place, and I would have to wait for my mom to get off work to come pick me up because school ended before she got off work. And they would just be playing VeggieTales, and I would watch it. But the only reason I would watch it is because I was just eating personal pan pizzas. this is true. They would get these like personal pan pizzas in like these white boxes, and they would be like one a piece, and everybody would get theirs, and I would knock out three and then take one with me. And then my mom would be like, oh, they gave that to you? And I'm like, yeah, we all got one. And I'd go home, fucking pound a fourth one.
Jeez.
And I was
VeggieTales wasn't around when we were little.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was.
Are you
sure? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been around
since. Because I remember when Blue's Clues came out.
Good for you, bragger.
And there was no VeggieTales.
Fucking had Nick Jr. over here.
I remember when SpongeBob came out, and I never watched
that. I have memories. You piece of shit. I remember stuff, too, when I'm not on drugs.
Say, I thought VeggieTales came out when we, graduated college.
First of all. No one in this room graduated college.
That's why I said it.
And two, it has been out since 1993.
Never watched it.
Yeah.
Was it all CG?
No. Wait, yes, it was.
How? CG didn't exist in 1993.
Let me look it
up. Beast Wars was CG. Maybe that's what I was too busy watching.
Yeah, you were like, I want to be a cougar that turns into a gazebo.
Isn't it one of our friends who said he wanted to be a fire truck when he
was up?
That
was me.
Are you winning, son?
I wanted to be, so I went.
How many fires have you put out?
You really want an answer?
Yes.
-4.
Come on.
You started 4?
I don't know that I started, but it didn't help them.
Didn't you
it's kind of like when you see someone getting beat up, but you don't call the cops. Someone was getting beat up by a fire. What were you going to say?
Nothing.
So I wanted to be, so here's how it went, and this is real, I'm not making light of the situation. I was the kid, I was like, I want to be a mermaid. My dad said, that's gay, you can't do that. I said, okay, I want to be a lion. He said, that's an animal, you piece of shit. You can't be an animal, you're already this species. And I said, well, that's fucked up. And he said, tell me about it. I wanted to be a dolphin. I said, okay.
Okay, Dad.
And then I wanted to be a fire truck after that. And no lie, quickly after I learned it couldn't be a fire truck because it was like an inanimate object, I decided I wanted to be a guitar. Mm-hmm. That didn't work out either, but I was able to kind of sit like one. Like leaned up against the wall until my neck warped and you couldn't use me anymore. Oh boy. Should we go to a break?
Yeah.
Yeah. We will be... hold on, Jose, send it to break and say something about make it about Jesus, or like make it about, you can talk about Job if you want. I think I talked about it earlier, but you can say somehow, flock of sheep or a shepherd and send it to break and then we'll come back.
Okay. So apparently Jesus killed a kid one time.
No, you got to say it I'm whispering. You don't understand.
Oh,
you
got to say it. Like,
oh, no, you are whispering. Okay. That's the problem. You got to tell everyone. They can't hear me right now because I'm off the mic.
Okay.
So you have to come back excited and say, hey guys, we're going to go on a break. Also, Jesus is my Lord and Savior and I respect him and I would never let him do anything bad to me unless he told me it was the right thing to do to get into heaven. And I would let him pretty much do anything he wanted to me, anything with my body. I mean, it's his body, really, something like that.
All right. I haven't been to church in a long time.
And we'll be right back. Hey guys, we're back and we're here to talk about video games. Guys, I like video games. You guys like video games? What's your favorite video game? What's your favorite console? Where do you like to play the video games? Do you think you should do it? Do you feel about emulators? Do you think they're illegal? I think they technically are. I don't download ROMs, they're illegal. I mean, I guess if you buy the game and you do it yourself, I don't really know. 4 quarter portions. You guys do any good impressions? You do that, Jose, do your alien noise.
Oh, the Predator?
Yeah. Wait, is that the Predator? I thought that was the alien.
I don't know. He might do
it's
that
both.
Too. Does he really?
It's both.
Do it again. Okay, so now imagine I'm gonna get back, but you do that, and then I'll do my part.
Okay.
Because that's Jose just eating a puss.
And the pussy comes.
Hey, hold on.
I thought that was you getting startled. I really did. Oh.
Oh.
No, it was much softer than that. Wait, hold on. Let's just come out and say it. Jose, what do you sound like when you come? What do you do?
I don't know.
Be honest.
I honestly don't know. I've never
Let's say no one's home, you're jerking off, and you're like, I'm going to let myself be a little nasty.
Mm.
What do you do besides do it a headstand to try to catch it?
I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you. I assume I'm quiet.
I'll do mine if you want. Mine goes, oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
Oh no.
I'll start the shower. And I say that to either myself or someone else.
You just step in the shower right after, no matter what.
No water.
You just get there and stand.
it just dries and I'm like, time to put on a shirt. What about you, Justin?
I just pass out. I
go, ow, 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 ow.
I go,
It feels like a car is driving over. I feel like the guy from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Is that what you do?
No, I pass out and I fall off the couch.
Do you remember the first
Jose goes?
Yeah, I do. No, that too.
Jose goes, well, usually someone falls on me from the couch.
The first 3 minutes of the Dante's Inferno opening.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's Jose now.
Yeah, I.
Then I cry.
I'm like, what do you want it? What do you want it? And they're like, oh, I'm on my chest. I'm doing it on my chest. And I'm like, what do you? How, oh, what do you want? You know, what do you want? And she goes, four quarter portions.
She goes, chalky milk.
Chalky. Who the fuck? Why'd you do that to me? We talked about two video games. We're gonna have to start a different podcast.
Yeah, four at this point.
Two of Jose's games.
Yeah.
Zelda and GTA.
GTA. Games that have been out for 2 years or more, pretty much. Hun, I'm going to burp. I've been eating beans. You guys talk for a little bit.
Scott's hey, Jose. Burping. What's up?
Hey, Jose.
Hey.
Is he done?
I don't know. I think no, he's getting there.
He's dead. Yeah, he's
beans,
dead.
So it's just beans, me and you. The musical toots. You eat them like a salty fruits. You guys, let's talk about it. Nintendo Switch, selling like a fucking dream.
Mm-hmm.
Say, if that thing was a train, you know who'd be on it? Fucking mm-hmm. Ryan Reynolds, I hope that's who it was, and Denzel Washington, because that bitch is unstoppable. It's a great joke. Anyway, there's a movie called Unstoppable. Okay. They're on a train together. Denzel's like, we got to stop this fucking train. And Ryan Reynolds is like, I'd like to do that too.
But it's unstoppable.
And they go, what happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object?
I think that was the dude from Wonder Woman.
Gal Gadot?
No, the dude.
That's a woman.
It's Gadot.
I know.
Chris Pine. I think it was Chris Pine.
I think you're right. Chris Pine. Denzel Washington.
I would have just jumped off.
That's how I remember stuff. When someone's like, I think Jose was there. And I'm like, with me? And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, Jose Merguia and Scott Petty in Going to H&M.
Yeah, that sounds
that was
right.
Him. Yeah, he tried on a bomber jacket, and I said, man, he has a strong jaw. I was talking to my girlfriend about how, we'll get back to the Switch. I don't give a shit anymore. Jose's looking at his clock. He's like, I got to be at work in the morning.
At my blank screen.
Yeah, it's still, dude, it's like a black mirror.
Oh, shit, is that what it's about?
Oh, my God, I hate you. No, it's not.
It was a prank. It was a prank.
You just got... Oh, I pranked my girlfriend. You know why?
Huh.
She pranked me. I don't remember what she did, but I was walking away, and I said, hey, I dropped my phone in between the cushions of the couch. Can you grab it for me? And I went in the kitchen. I stood in there for 5 seconds, and I came back, and I said, my phone's in my fucking hand. I lied to you. You've been pranked. And she cried for 3 days.
Dang.
That was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So she's still crying.
Yeah, you can hear her if you listen hard enough. The Nintendo Switch, selling like hotcakes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know about hotcakes, but they, for a while...
Sell fast.
Yeah, for a while, they were going real slow for some reason. They were the Wii U of breakfasts. And now they're the Switch of breakfasts, and they're selling like themselves. Huh. So it's been called the fastest selling console in U.S. history by Nintendo themselves.
Yeah,
according to their internal numbers. So Nintendo said the home console that players can take wherever they go launched. They didn't say launched. That's not a word.
No, they said launched.
They did say launched. Okay. They said launched March 3rd, 2017. In 10 months, has sold more than 4.8 million units in the United States. That's the highest total for the first 10 months of any home video game system in U.S. history, surpassing Nintendo's own Wii system, which sold like fucking cold cakes, but good. Which was the previous record holder with more than 4 million units sold during the same time frame. And they've also surpassed the Wii U lifetime sales in Japan. In 10 months, did what the Wii U did in
3 years.
4 years. So they've sold 3,407,158 units at the time this article was written in Polygon. And compared to the Wii U at the end of its life, sold 3.3 million. So 0.1 million more. Also, they stated that in the U.S., more than 60% of Switch owners have Mario Odyssey, and 55% own Zelda. And that's fucking nuts.
Didn't they also, like, outsell the PS2 as well?
Yeah, that was weird. That was a weird... yeah, I probably did, too, at some point. No. Like, I don't know.
I feel like the PS2 sold a lot, though.
You know what?
Like, especially since it's been out.
Yes.
Cool.
It's still selling a lot. I think, you know, in... What was it in like 2013? The very last PS2 game came out in like Portugal or something.
And then like the year after, they stopped making the PS2.
Yeah, it's very strange. And it's like when in like 2004, I went to a Walmart and they had a VHS section still, and like a movie just came out on VHS, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?" And then you remember
those are relics.
Yeah, man, I like VHS tapes. They're cool because cockroaches crawl inside them. Mm-hmm. That's all we got, yeah?
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, we had this microwave that had a dead cockroach in the clock.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everybody did. Justin? Yeah.
Nope.
Okay, well, we're dirty.
No, we probably both got hand-me-down microwaves from, like, our grandparents or something. Yeah, and it had just a dead cockroach in the clock. So you can't do anything about it unless you want to
punch the clock until it comes out.
I just imagine you would wait for like the big hand to kind of like almost scoop it up to where it would just drop back down.
You had an analog clock on your microwave?
That's so cool.
Well, that's how we did it. I don't know about you guys. Like,
move the arms to see how like how long you cook it.
Yeah, it made no sense. It was very. He had. He was like. He was. He was putting in 2 minutes, like on a rotary phone. And then it had to finish. There was no way to stop it soon enough. So if you accidentally put 20 minutes on, you were like, "Dinner's fucked for the night." I'm sorry, guys.
I was hungry 18 minutes ago.
I hope you guys wanted a bowl of oatmeal spread across the platter as it boiled over and then dried into a hard paste that you have to scrape off with a putty knife. Does that sound good?
Oatmeal crepes.
Oh, man, that sounds delicious.
Okay.
The grossest term in porn to me, or one of, is cream pie, and it's even worse when you say oatmeal cream pie, because I think that implies some sort of vomit.
Mm, I never had that.
Huh.
The oatmeal part.
The oatmeal cream pies, Little Debbie's, I think, they're pretty good. Huh. Not as good as a Star Crunch. You guys have any snacks you
that
remember?
That was like the childhood memories are Star Crunches.
Zebra cakes?
Were good. My favorite...
This guy's trying to... He's an alien
Cosmic
pretending
brownies?
He's human. Yeah,
zebra cakes are good.
Look, you'd get those fucking cosmic brownies, right? They got those balls on them. You push them into the fucking
that's what
brownie.
I did. Actually,
you go,
bow, bow, that would, bow. That's how I was if I was feeling mean. Most of the time, I just flipped it over and just like pounded it into the
which is
the
a
cabinet.
Normal thing to do if you're a fucking psychopath.
I like the brownies with the nuts in them. Those were
those
good.
Actually weren't bad. Those were pretty good.
Were they like almonds or something? No, they weren't almonds.
They were, I don't know.
Walnuts, I think.
I think we were piss nuts. They were classic Little Debbie piss nuts, and they were like beer nuts.
I'm trying
to
think what snacks did I even buy.
You know what are disgusting? Corn nuts. Miss me with that shit. Hard as a nut.
I feel like I liked them at some point, but...
You did. That's why I bring them up. You ate them every fucking day. You ate them like... I'm not joking. You ate them way too often.
Weren't they like kind of spicy?
I don't know. I don't remember them. I remember what they are. I don't remember what they tasted like.
What I remember it sounded like there was a fucking New Year's Eve clickety-clacker going off in your goddamn mouth.
And they hurt. Yeah. Like, but you kept eating them.
You kept eating them. Yeah. I did not. I said, these hurt my soft gelatinous teeth.
Because I think I only had like the regular kind.
This
and then
hurts
that,
my
and
teeth hearing you eat it.
Yeah. It was nothing short of disgusting.
God. I think like recently I went to a gas station. I was like, oh, corn nuts. And then I bought some and then I like ate like three and I was like, mm-mm.
These are fucking garbage. Yeah. And you try to, they add spices and stuff to them. And you're like, no, these still suck ass.
I don't think I ever bought like cake snacks.
Cake?
Or at least,
like
American
zebra cakes
ones.
And stuff. We used to get, oh man, those fucking...
I had, what was the gansitos, the Mexican ones.
The Swiss rolls, like the chocolate ones?
They had chocolate and then they had like...
Strawberry?
Strawberry and they had whipped cream. And
they're
the
like kind of wavy chocolates on
top.
Yeah,
and then there was dubalinas, which was like these...
And let's sing the theme together. Dubalinas, dubalinas, dos dubalinas.
Those to me.
We appreciated them at different times in their marketing. Yeah. That's why they were different.
Or those clown pops with the clown faces.
What I loved, guys.
Close.
You go to that ice cream truck. He tries to abduct you. You say, I'm good.
I'm good. Give me a strawberry shortcake.
Not today, okay? I have stuff to do. He's like,
hit me up tomorrow. My pager number is this. And then you get one of those Ninja Turtles pops. That bitch has one eye.
You pop, it tastes like lipstick.
You pop that other one in your mouth. You're like, this bitch is made of wax. And then you start eating the popsicle and you go, it looks like shit. It tastes like shit. Can't wait to have another one.
Yeah. And that's, see you tomorrow, man.
I wish he was like, yeah, you will. Or you won't.
I always thought those were gum.
They were. They
the were eyes gum. Were.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I was right.
The whole popsicle was just lipstick.
The hardest. Imagine, like, you know how gumballs are already fucking hard because they're trash? Mm-hmm. And then you put them in a freezer.
Let's say they're frozen trash at this point.
And then you're basically chewing on a fucking cat's eye marble at that point. It's fucking awful. You're just breaking your teeth and you go, I don't need these. I'll get better ones.
I think the 3D Doritos make it up for
me.
Man,
those were good as hell.
They were like, how do they make it 3D?
You guys remember going home, you bite off one corner of it, you spray some Ready Whip inside that bitch, and you shove it in your fucking mouth.
No, I don't, but it sounds amazing.
I never did that.
You guys, are you sure? Are you sure? Because if you are, I'm feeling really envious right now.
I filled them with Cheese Whiz because the nozzle's smaller.
Dude, what's Ready so Whip? Great.
It's just like that whipped cream. It's the whipped cream in a can. Cream? It's aerosol cream, I guess.
Okay, well, it's not like sour cream, like in a can. No. It's like, that's weird, eating Doritos and then putting whipped cream in them?
No, I would go home and I'd spray Cheese Whiz up in that bitch. Oh, and then you eat it.
Dude, that's so great.
And then combos are created and you're like, fuckers.
And yeah, they stole my Steez even though it came out way earlier. In eighth grade, we had a like Secret Santa. And this girl, Monica, got me a can of Cheese Whiz and a can of Ready Whip. And I spent the weekend in my room just like pounding each one. Yeah, like not like mixing them or anything, but just being like, when I need something salty, I got that Cheese Whiz. When I need something, you know, like sweet, I got that Ready Whip. And what I didn't realize is I was leading to one of the worst, most violently ill nights of my life. Because not only was I eating these disgusting foods mm-hmm. that are just processed and probably much like my everyday life.
You're also getting really high.
What's happening is every time I load that shit up in my hot, hot mouth, it is just spraying aerosol down my throat. So I'm getting like whippets and like I'm getting dizzy and I'm getting violently ill. And I just spent the night throwing up what looked to be like cheddar mashed potatoes.
Mm. I was gonna say mustard and mayonnaise.
And then you tried that again in high school and then we both got sick.
Did I really?
We bought whipped cream and then we just fucking ate them.
Oh man. You know? I once threw up a bunch of milk on the back of our friend Jonathan's legs.
That's probably it.
Yeah. I should also mention, I knew I was lactose intolerant during this entire time. You know, I was still pulling the shit. What was I gonna say? It was something about Justin.
That you threw up your milk on the back of my legs?
I did do that as well. They were, to be fair, it was only one incident, not two separate incidents, where I tried to drink a gallon of milk and threw up on the back of somebody's legs. Do they have like any cool Mexican snacks that weren't covered in chili powder?
No.
Man.
Well, there's the gancitos, dubalines, and then there's the bimbo cake.
Oh,
ones.
Yeah.
They had like the crunchy, like funnel cake looking thing. Yeah. And yeah, they're the sweet ones. But the best ones are the chili powder ones.
Why is flan so underrated?
I don't know.
I think that
flan.
Shit's delicious.
Then there's jericaya, which is like a.
That's your brother.
I think jericaya is made like. It's flan, but like you burn it, and then it gets like a soft shell on top. I don't remember what it is.
I can't remember what country it is, but there's a thing where in the Middle East, it's like, you know, that bottom part of the rice that you kind of burn to the pot and you take it out like a big chip or cookie, and it's meant to be like sort of a delicacy.
A rice cake.
Yeah, sort of like a very thin rice chip.
I remember locust. Is that like the little season candy?
Lucas.
Yeah.
You're thinking of the bug that comes once a year. And
I just remember.
Destroys very.
And then
a lot
leaves
of crops.
Its shells everywhere.
Kids would be like, hey, you want to try some drugs? And I was like, sure, okay.
And they'd put it
sure, okay.
And then they pour some at my hand and I ate it. I was like, oh, so this is like the Dorito seasoning. So this is what that is.
Not even close. That wasn't Dorito seasoning at
it
all.
Was, no. It was the Cool Ranch.
It was basically
Dorito
just
seasoning.
Chili powder with like a little bit of lime in
no,
it.
No, you're lying to me.
Chili powder, sugar, and a little bit of lime.
Yeah, that was it.
You're lying to me.
That
which
reminds,
is what the Cool Ranch Dorito is.
Although I do like the idea of someone saying, do you want to try drugs? They say, sure. They pour it in your hand, they slap you in the face, and they say, get away from us.
He's hooked. He'll come back.
When I was about six, some kids came over to me and they said, "Do you want to be part of our gang?" We're called the Gangrene Gang. And I said,
from
my
Powerpuff
mom,
Girls?
Yes. So that was the whole thing. Is I said, and my reply was, no, my mom said I should never join a gang because I was a fucking square. And then, like, it wasn't until later I realized, oh, they're talking about what is it called?
Powerpuff Girls.
The Peek-a-Poof Girls. And I was like, man, I should have joined that gang. I'd be much better. And now they own parts of Los Angeles County.
Yeah, yeah.
And you their arms are just falling off. You can see the bone. They're all doing Crocodile.
Oh my God.
You guys remember Crocodile?
Yeah.
Man, those were the days. We would just come home, we'd snort a line of Crocodile, fall on our faces. We'd wake up, we'd peel off our eyebrows, and then we'd go to school.
Oh man. That's terrifying.
I thought it was an Animorph when I was on it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kind of were. I mean.
Yeah. You spent an entire year pretending you were a snow leopard, I think.
Nah. It was a Whopper.
A Whopper?
Yeah, from Burger King.
Yeah.
That's how I developed the claw, because I was a Whopper.
I don't know. That's how I feel like you'd be a gentle lover, is because you held it so firm, yet you never penetrated that bun. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He never clamped
that's
down on it.
That's because I know my strength.
You're doing like anyway. It was always weird because you'd hold it so firm, but you would hold it like a Burger King hand model. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is how they would want it to look in a commercial.
That's where I got it from.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want this to look proper. I want this to look correct.
Yeah.
So when Mr. Burger King walks in, he's like, I'm going to give him $1 million.
I remember at a certain point, you would eat all of the sandwich except what your hand was holding. Because you would say, I don't know how to eat this. And I said, you got to move your hand. And you said, I don't understand what you mean. And so you would just nibble around your hand. And then you would, without looking, put it in the trash and just drop the sandwich. And you'd be like, I ate the entire sandwich.
All gone.
And if anyone says anything different, I will beat you up. And we believed you because I think at one point you were bigger than us. And now I'm bigger than both of you. So it's...
I think that was just the one point. I think for the first 6 months where I was the only one driving, and that was it.
Yeah, is that true? Who started driving? Jose? No, I started before you.
I think I was the last one.
Because you're a big old youngin.
Yeah.
You were just fucking thighs as tender as chicken meat. I don't even know what that means.
Tender chicken.
Tender as chicken meat. That's the emphasis I put on it. Not like chicken legs or anything. Nah. Those are fucking, ugh. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten, Jose?
A scorpion.
Really?
Yeah.
And that was because it had threatened your family?
Yeah.
And
just walked up, was talking mad shit.
I ate a pretty large spider off of your television that one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it taste like anything?
It tasted like I was dying a couple days later.
That's because it bit your tongue.
It bit me all the way down. It was about the size of a dime. It wasn't super big.
Now, when you say eat, as in like eat and digested?
I sucked it down. I woke up. I was hanging from the ceiling, and then it dropped me from its web because it had come out of my little butt and was holding me up. And he thought it'd be funny. As soon as I wake up, he drops me on my neck, and I had I had two vertebrae disaligned because of that. I was in physical therapy for about 3 months.
You're not Spider-Man now.
No, I'm like the opposite. I'm like Flyman. I want to die, and every day is pain. That's how flies live.
I would say the weirdest thing that I ate was an octopus. That was really chewy.
Octopus?
We were all there. It wasn't like, it wasn't cooked.
Oh, are you talking about at that crappy Chinese buffet?
Yeah, it was just, I don't think it was an octopus. I think it was just rubber.
No, it was just crappy. What's it called? What's the octopus?
Calamari?
Calamari.
That's squid.
Yeah, but it was octopus this time around.
Okay.
I don't know what they call it. I feel like they call it the same thing, but it was definitely octopus.
It was a RC car's tire is what that was.
And it was just shitty. Like, you should never eat seafood at a buffet. That being said, I ate nearly a pound of tuna.
At a buffet?
Yeah.
We were all there. That's not eat.
Me, you, Jose, Justin, and Freddie, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we all went there more than once, I believe. But one time I ate, we went twice. That's more than once in my book. And I ate like an entire tuna fish,
mm-hmm.
The size of Minnesota, maybe. Like, it was a bunch of tuna.
Was tuna?
Yeah.
Okay, sure it wasn't like salmon or some shit?
Listen, bitch. Okay, I know what fish I ate.
Yeah, well, tunas are big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I ate half of it.
Ah.
Yeah. And I didn't get sick, surprisingly.
That's because it was good tuna.
That's some good tuna. That's what I said. Every bite tuna. I took, the waitress hated me. Sorry, the server. Jeez, we're so PC these days. I can't even talk about killing women on our podcast anymore.
Jeez. Bye.
Yeah. So unless anybody's got anything to say, we're going to call it quits now because we've been going for an hour and a half. Don't know who's listening to this. Both my observation and my recommendation would be no one. No one should listen to this. It's bad for you. I do hope some people are learning English from it because they will have a weird, eclectic vocabulary with all three of us. Justin, feel bad for them because you're probably saying words wrong a lot of the time.
No, every word is wrong.
Sometimes you say words that we have to bleep out because you accidentally say bad words and you don't realize it.
And because you can't understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, people don't know that I dub in half of your stuff.
Well, now they do. Thanks.
No problem. See, that was me switching voices, and I can do it on a dime. Like, now, here's me doing Jose.
Hey, Jose, how's it going? My name's Jose, too.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on, let's go back.
He did not understand the bit. That made it more fun, though. You guys got anything to say before we... How do you feel about this episode, Jose? Let's end on that.
It looks good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you like this new format?
It's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like it better than the old format?
I don't know.
It just means nothing.
Huh?
It just means nothing.
Well, I mean, it's just the podcast.
Yeah, right? Justin, what about you? How you feel?
I like it.
Yeah?
We don't have structure anymore, which is good.
Yeah, it's just, it doesn't matter anymore. It's a lot less work.
Yeah, I was going to say, it felt like work coming in. Now it's recess.
recess. I love recess.
I said recess. Fuck you, you said recess.
for Jose. People should know that for Justin.
Yeah, I Jose said recess.
People should know that Justin went from doing hardly any work to no work. Justin does literally nothing for the podcast aside from showing up
late.
And he only started coming early about 20 episodes ago, if that. That's being generous on my part. Jose has to draw the art every week, and I have to do everything else. And Justin just goes home. He jacks off laying down, turns to the wall, and falls asleep. You still have that poster of Brian McKnight up in your...
Yeah, absolutely. And I have a poster of Seal.
You got to get that kiss from Rose.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. It's a bad poster.
My lips no longer work well, though. That I'm going to go say.
That was my impression of... Jeez.
Jeez?
Wiseau? Is that his name?
Oh, Tommy Wiseau?
Yeah, Tommy Wiseau. That was
Mark,
my
you got to go to the prom with me. That was Tommy Wiseau asking you to go to the prom with him. Guys, if anybody wants Jose to go to prom with you, send us an email. I know people do that thing where like you're in the military and you're like, I'd like to go with Carrie Underwood, but I would settle for Jose Merguia of the Rat King podcast in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hit us up. I'll give you his email and his PayPal. You do have to pay him $45 plus travel plus condoms. He will fuck your brains out.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
No, that's very cheap because the condoms are
expensive.
They're like Valspar condoms.
Valspar.
You're like, I didn't know Kling Wrap made these.
Premium.
But yeah, if you want to go to a dance with him, I assume you have... little to no rhythm. I don't imagine you being a very dancey fella.
I don't have rhythm with actual music.
Yeah, I don't think. I also don't think you listen to like regular music.
What does that mean?
Like Seal's A Kiss from a Rose.
No.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be able to dance to that. But hit him up. You can email us at ratkingpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to tell me my opinions on Batman are still wrong, you can. I don't give a shit. They're right. And next time I'm going to change it because I'm going to rewatch those fuckers.
So next time you're going to watch the Superman movies.
Not a chance. Not going to put myself through that. I hate myself, but not that much. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram @RatKingPodcast. It's really not worth it. Don't even download this. If you've gotten this far into this podcast, you know two things. One, it's not very good. Two, it's just a mess. Three, Scott just brings up random topics to get the other two to talk about stuff.
I'm gonna say that's
so
the
you
bonus.
Can take a drink. Four, He always eats beans before this, and so does Jose usually.
Yeah, well.
And 15% of our listeners are in Japan, and they're my favorite. So if you're from Japan, send us an email. I don't read Japanese, but I will put that bitch through Babelfish and pretend I know what it says. I'll put it through Babelfish, translate it into Spanish, and then have Jose read it to me.
And then I'll reply in French.
Justin can be found online wherever sweet dick pics are found, and Jose can be found online at not Jose Merguia. That's at symbol. I don't spell that out. NOTHOSEMURGUIA. That's how you spell Jose Merguia at notjosemerguia.com. Go there. Look at the stuff he's drawn. Say, man, 8 out of 10 of these are fucking rad. The other two I could do without, but I appreciate your work. And he'll say, please stop DMing me. I have a wife. With that,
and I've been Jose Merguia.
And I've been Justin Stokes.
Bye.
We're focusing on this neebs.